This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, January 10th. God's word for you today is, whose dream? Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 45, verse 5 and 8. And it says, but don't be upset and don't be angry with yourselves for selling me to this place. It was God who sent me here ahead of you to preserve your lives. So it was God who sent me here, not you. And he is the one who made me an advisor to Pharaoh. When Joseph had a dream, all he could see was him, his dream, and himself. But by the time Joseph matured through the purity of the prison, the mentorship of the tormentor, he realized that it was God's dream after all. Can you see what God did? He showed Joseph the immaturity of his heart at the time. God is just amazing. Joseph was the one that was always reporting his brothers to his father, telling him who did what. But it was him that God had chosen. Divine election is just divine election. If God chooses you, he has chosen you. There is nothing that you can do about it. Nothing. God saw how immature Joseph was, and so gave him a dream that he will understand at that stage of immaturity. What was the dream? Your brother will bow down to you, and that excited Joseph. Then he dreamt again. The sun, the moon, and the stars, his father, mother, and all his brothers will bow to him. When he told his brothers the dream, they hated him even more. Did the dream happen? Yes, but about 99% of it happened. However, by the time it happened, the same Joseph admitted that it was not all about him. Rather, it was God's dream, and God took him there to save lives. So, which part of Joseph's dream did not happen? If you check, Israel did not bow to Joseph. Israel said to him, do you mean I will bow to you? When you're dealing with a spiritual patriarch, you need to be careful. Israel changed that part of the dream. You will still become all that God has called you to be, but I will not bow to you. I am your father. I will bless you. And at that end, it was Joseph that bowed to Israel, and Israel blessed him. So the dream you are a part of determines your relevance in heaven. When it is all about God's glory, you are happy to be part of something bigger than you. Joseph was saying, this dream is not actually mine. It is God's dream, and I am happy to be part of it. So, Judah was a part of the dream, Israel was a part of it, and Joseph was happy to be part of it. But when you are not part of a dream that is bigger than you, you live a meaningless life because all you can see is my vision, my own dream. Everybody that chases their own dream, their own visions, they all end up in the pit. Everyone, ask Joseph. When you realize that it is God's dream and you're privileged to be part of it, your life gets meaning. There had never been a time prior to starting God's Favorite House that I dreamt of having my own church. Never. Not once. My dream was to serve the dream that I was a part of 100%, with no reservations. When it pleased God to call me out, he did. The problem is a lot of people have a mini idol that they are worshiping. You do not qualify to be part of that great dream that you think is yours until you learn how to serve someone else's dream. Let us pray. Father, I surrender to your will and dream for my life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.